Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today's guest is Matt Mitchell, and he is the CEO over at Gemelli Biotech. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, Matt. So excited to learn more about Gemelli Biotech today. And just to get us kicked off here, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all with what we like to call our Mission Matters Minute. So Matt, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for our entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Matt, what mission matters to you?
Sure. Adam, thank you for the opportunity, first of all, and I really appreciate your colleague connecting us. So at Gemelli Biotech, what we're trying to do is connect patients and physicians to our diagnostic screening tests for irritable bowel syndrome and SIBO, which is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. So we have a couple of assets that were developed by a few gastroenterologists and one endocrinologist at Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles, Dr. Mark Pimentel, Dr. Ali Razai, Dr. Kapil Gupta, and Dr. Ruchi Mathur. The four of them and myself, so the five of us, co-founded Gemelli in 2018 with the mission to help patients that have diarrhea, constipation, bloating, abdominal pain, these undiagnosed GI symptoms and problems get an answer more quickly through our diagnostic tests so that they can get resolution more quickly and go about their life feeling better.
Yeah, I love bringing mission-based individuals on the line to share, you know, why they do what they do, how they do it, and really what we can all learn from that so we can all grow together. So I'm curious, so were you always an entrepreneur or when you decided to go this route, was that always in you?
I feel like it's in my DNA, but no, to answer your question. I spent the first 10 years of my career at a major pharma company. During that time, went to business school at Chapel Hill, subsequently went to a smaller pharmaceutical company here in Raleigh, North Carolina, where I ended up meeting Dr. Mark Pimentel at Cedars, where we worked on one of his first inventions together. That exited in 2015. From 2015 to 2018, I helped a variety of folks commercialize assets, and that really is where I got to a place where Mark and I decided to start this company together in 2018, and I'll never look back. It's been an absolutely amazing experience, and I'm very grateful.
So entrepreneurs, inventors, I mean, you know, lots of ideas, lots of things that come our way. I'm sure this wasn't the first idea, right? How did you know this was going to be the one that you were going to spend like a significant amount of your, you know, time and energy on?
Yeah, almost the last 6 years, and I'm not the inventor. So let's be clear. What I kind of put myself in the position of helping the inventors commercialize their assets. So It really comes down to a lot of trust with the other people that we started the company with, knowing their, you know, reputation within the industry, and then signing on for that. And it's turned out to be a very successful initiative, and I think we're helping a lot of people along the way.
Yeah. Can you talk about the importance of diagnostics and maybe just in your field and maybe just, you know, how people are suffering from this, and why it's so important?
Yeah. And on a more macro basis, not even just in gastroenterology, but I feel like diagnostics are playing an even bigger role with precision medicine. We position our company as a precision GI diagnostic company, right? So there are a lot of people that are suffering from a lot of different problems in the U.S. and beyond. And for years and years and years, I feel like, and I think the data proves this, is that, you know, folks were throwing therapeutics at these folks, or, you know, drugs, for lack of a better description, at folks to see if they would feel better. And with the increased, I would say, efficiency of diagnostic testing, both from a health economic perspective and just helping people get on the right medicines, I think that's been a really positive trend across not only gastroenterology, but a lot of different disease categories.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. When I think about, so, and I'm okay sharing this. My mother's fine with me sharing her story, but I remember growing up and she suffered from Crohn's disease before they knew what it was, really. I mean, we're talking, you know, 30 some years ago. She's in the medical books for it and they were studying her from like the beginning. Maybe it's like 30 some years ago. And, you know, filling out like these huge amounts of paperwork, stacks and stacks just to like, you know, because she had that skill set. So she also wanted to help others, right? So she was that type of individual and all these years of like seeing what she went through. And now obviously they know what it is. And now obviously, you know, 30 years later, medicine's different. But thinking about like for those that were in her situation, you know, 30 years ago, to be able to have something that can diagnose or to be able to like not have to go through as much pain or things like that. Like I remember like being pretty young and she went from a, you know, well-endowed, let's just say, you know, healthy woman to like a skeleton pretty much overnight. It was something else like seeing that. And I'm like, wow, we didn't know what was going on. So when you're talking about autology and IBS and all these other things, maybe go a little bit further into kind of how people are suffering in these areas, because it's more and more. And I feel like, especially with things like IBS or other things, like some of the people suffering from it don't want to talk about it or other things like that.
Right.
Like this thing, there's like layers on how it kind of takes over your life. And I know that because I just seen the Crohn's disease and what my mother suffered through. But maybe talk about the problem a little bit overall.
Sure. I'm sorry that your mother and you and your family had to go through that. And that's brutal. So it really inspires us to work even harder to get these solutions to folks. Mm-hmm. So to talk about the problem, so we have two assets. One is called TrioSmart, and it's a breath test for small intestinal bacterial overgrowth where we measure gases that come from bacteria in someone's small intestine that are, you know, then produced in their breath, and we can measure that. The second is a product called IBS Smart, which is a blood test for post-infectious IBS where we call levels of antibodies in folks that most likely had a previous event of food poisoning that have, you know, the long-term consequence of irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea. So to talk about the problem, right, and it is embarrassing for many folks to talk about this. Now, having worked in the IBS space for a long time, you know, it's kind of dinner conversation at our house with our three kids, you know, to talk about diarrhea and constipation, bloating, abdominal pain, et cetera, which is weird, I know, but it is what it is. There are people that are suffering in silence. And then when they do speak up, they end up going for unnecessary colonoscopy, CT scans, and all of these other things that potentially could be avoided, and therapeutics that they might not even need could be avoided by doing these diagnostic tests up front. And why I think that's even more important is a colonoscopy is incredibly important for, you know, folks probably younger, but it's approved for 45 and above to get screened for colorectal cancer. And instead, we have a lot of otherwise healthy folks, you know, with tons of negative colonoscopies that are taking away capacity for colorectal cancer screening. So just my bias, but I think there's a great opportunity for us to push these types of diagnostic tests upstream so that we can help folks get an answer or a correct answer more quickly. I hope that's helpful.
Yeah. And I think one of the main things that you said there was the whole suffering in silence thing, especially for young people. Like I remember like having some friends in college, like more than one, that were pretty young and were suffering from this. And we didn't know for a long time. Like we didn't know for a long time just because that was one of those things where like, I guess they didn't want to talk about it, especially in American culture. I feel like using the bathroom in American culture is very different than some Asian cultures or some other cultures, to where we don't talk about it, where if you travel quite a bit or otherwise, like it's just a whole different thing, right?
That's right.
I always wondered about that one. So, and so that suffering in silence thing, especially for young people, and I wasn't aware of that, by the way, like the stress it can even cause on the system for people that are, you know, going for these screenings that maybe aren't quite so necessary, or maybe they could be prevented if a diagnostic system's like this, I should say, was, you know.
Or if our tests come back negative, maybe that's the perfect next step, right? So.
Yeah. How is the market receiving this? Like, tell me a little bit about the plans for rolling this out and next steps with the company.
Sure. So we launched the company a little over 5 years ago, brought the products to market shortly after the blood test first, and then subsequently the breath test. We have a very small team, and I feel like we've done really well in penetrating the market and helping a lot of people. The really interesting thing is there are 45 million or so folks in the U.S. that have some sort of GI condition that could benefit from tests like these. I'm not saying every single one of them could, but
sure,
the market size is, you know, absolutely enormous. So there's tons of opportunity for additional growth. That said, I'm very proud of what we've built, what the team's accomplished, and what the future looks like.
How's the medical community receiving this? Like, how's that turned out? I know sometimes that can be a little tricky in terms of getting people to to see your idea.
Sure, incredibly well. So we've stuck to our core competency of working with gastroenterologists right off the bat. Mm. And now that it's been adopted by major institutions and key opinion leaders within the gastroenterology space, I believe we've earned the right to go to the primary care physician. We had a call last night with a major capitated system that is looking to run an economic analysis to see if this testing would help in the primary care setting, which is just, I think, wonderful not only for the company, but for healthcare in this space. We've also earned the right to go to the patient directly and inform them or educate them about these assets, giving them the information to allow them to go ask their physicians for help. So it's been received really well. But I think the key there was starting within the gastroenterology community, where we have a lot of trust and relationship, and then kind of working our way outward from there.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this something that, like, take me through kind of the user journey of this. So,
sure.
I listen to this podcast, I'm at home, I'm like, oh, okay, well, you know what, I have been having this pain, and okay, yeah, maybe I am suffering in silence, unfortunately, and maybe I just don't want to go to the doctor. I'll stereotype, a lot of guys don't like to go to the doctor, so maybe they don't want to go to the doctor. So, I'm listening to this podcast, I'm thinking about it, and then, like, do you have to go to the doctor first? Can you just go to the website? Like, give me a feel for kind of the user journey.
Both, right? So serendipitously, April is IBS Awareness Month, and we're recording this in mid-April. So, there are a lot of folks out in the world, working on solutions for this patient population that is, as we've discussed, been suffering in silence. So let's talk about the patient journey when it comes to either one of our particular tests, TrioSmart or IBS Smart. You can go to the website, either jamelibiotech.com and get to the product sites, or go directly to the product sites, either triosmartbreath.com or ibssmart.com. You can either download information to bring into your doctor to inform them or have a discussion with them about whether or not the tests are right for you, or you can work through our telenetwork where there are physicians, licensed physicians, that have the autonomy to work with the patient directly via the website through a screening process in order to order the test directly. So there are multiple ways in order for a patient to get the test. It's really depending upon your preference.
I see on the website there's an app and some other things that go with it. Like, talk to me about how they actually use it.
Sure. So do you know what Cologuard is for colorectal cancer screening?
I don't.
Okay. So Cologuard, which is manufactured by a company called Exact Sciences, is a really good test for colorectal cancer screening, kind of, for folks that don't want to have a colonoscopy or can't have a colonoscopy for some particular reason. It's a fantastic offering. I've known the folks there for a long time and think they do a really nice job. So essentially what we do is a very similar process, but with a different specimen. So with Cologuard, the patient gets a kit. So the physician orders the test and the kit gets sent to the patient's home so that they can collect the sample at home and send it to the central lab. We do the same exact thing. The difference is when your physician orders the test, we send the test directly to the patient's home, and you're collecting a breath specimen that is collected in this really, I would say, unique and interesting collection system that is allows us to capture breath that has the gases in it from the bacteria in your small intestine, and it makes its way to our central laboratory within a very quick period of time so that we can accurately result the patient with their gas levels. And then we also do the same exact thing where you can do the blood test at home with a capillary blood draw that's part of the kit, and then the blood is sent to our central laboratory where we process the sample. So it's very convenient for the patient and flawless. absolutely flawless.
And how long does it take to get the results back?
Sure. I would say within 7 days, but really within 24 hours upon receipt of the sample. So what happens is your doctor orders the kit. We send the kit to your home. There's a 3-day return shipping label that allows the specimen to get to the central lab in a very, you know, quick period of time, 2 to 3 days. And then once we receive the sample, we turn it around in 24 hours to the ordering provider. So very quickly.
That is quick. And so now when somebody that's suffering, they can, you know, get some knowledge first and know if they need what next steps they have to take and get it done pretty quickly. So that's, it's super convenient. How does healthcare play into all this, or does it?
So insurance, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, insurance. Sorry, I said healthcare. Yeah, insurance.
No worries. So both of our tests are out of network almost everywhere. They're at a really, I would say, approachable price point. So what we do is collect the patient's insurance. We bill the patient's insurance. Whatever they pay, and then the patient gets the remainder of the bill up to the dollar amount of the price of the test. That said, you know, we also work with Medicare and Medicaid and follow their rules to a T.
That's great. Well, first off, I just want to say this is great. I'm a big fan of the work you're doing. Obviously, like, this type of stuff has affected my household growing up, and my mom's good now. She's good. But, you know, after all those years of everything else, I mean, I think of the early years, if she, you know, something like this existed, wow, that's amazing. So maybe others don't have to suffer as much, hopefully, and they can get diagnosed faster and then go on whatever, you know, treatment plan that they're supposed to be on. So thank you for your work here. You said it once earlier, but I'll ask you to say it again. What is the website, and like, how do people follow up and get kits or learn more?
Sure. Yep. The company name is Gemelli Biotech. It means twins in Italian. The two product websites are, the first one for the breath test for SIBO that we were talking about is triosmartbreath.com. And then the other test, IBS Smart, for post-infectious IBS is ibssmart.com. So folks can go to either website in order to find additional information.
Amazing. And for everybody listening, just so you know, we'll put the links in the website or in the show notes so that you can just click on the links and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters and you haven't hit the subscribe button yet, hey, hit that subscribe button. This is a daily show. Each and every day, we're bringing you new entrepreneurs, new executives, new ideas, and we don't want you to miss a thing. Matt, really, this has been a pleasure. Thank you so much again for coming on the show.
Adam, thank you so much. Thanks for the opportunity to share our story. We hope we have the opportunity to help more people, and hope you have a great rest of the week.